what opportunities can credit unions capture through this better integration?
Same before, access to data, so access to results and outcomes from different types of interactions. I think certainly efficiency, employee efficiency, because now what you're able to do is have employees cover more products and services, single employees cover more products and services by helping members connect to experts when they're needed. So this idea of a universal associate works well to an extent, but what you're not going to do, I mean, roll back a little bit. To find a universal associate isn't the easiest thing in itself, because they're typically more highly trained people with more knowledge of your products and services, right? But you're not going to have those universal associates also be, each one is also a mortgage loan officer or a financial advisor, right? So now you have this opportunity, though, with your technology to initiate the conversation far enough with your universal associate, and then use the technology to connect the member to that advisor who's very likely not in the branch at that time. But you can have you can show them how they can use the video phone to actually set up a consultation if they don't want to drive to that person, or you may have a space in the branch for a video consultation with an advisor who is at a hub branch or at the home office.
So I mean, what is the most important thing to consider when integrating physical and digital delivery channels? I mean, to me, seamless is one of the most important things there. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I do. What I think you need to do is just map your digital ecosystem. So understand what are all the digital touch points that could possibly exist for your employees and for your members in the branch. And then look at those touch points and see how they can help create a more seamless beginning to end experience for a member. So one where the member is served completely in the branch, and that the member isn't left half served and then having to go self-serve rest of the day. And so when I'm talking about a digital ecosystem, you might think, okay, a self-service kiosk or a video ATM or some digital merchandising. But what's also just as important is the IT that your staff people have, their technology. So do they have a laptop or a touchpad that they can use wirelessly in the branch? They're able to move around. That's part of the ecosystem. The video merchandising, is it just static on a loop, or is it actually smart enough that it knows which members are in the branch and it's actually feeding more targeted marketing and merchandising to the people who are actually in the branch at the time?
I like that.
It's amazing when you really start to peel back the layers on all the different potential digital touch points. The CRM system, I would consider a digital touch point as well. And so you ask yourself the questions, do we need to invest in a better CRM system, or is it more important for us to invest in a video ATM, right, as a technology touch point? Well, it depends, but likely the CRM is going to help you deliver a more seamless experience, and it might not be evident, but that might be the way you want to integrate the technology, is through information.
I agree. So what is a good way for a credit union to approach a branch design, knowing that they want better digital platform integration?
So
there's a lot of strategy behind that one.
Well, okay. So like I said, you map the digital ecosystem. There's about a dozen to 15 different digital touch points, and then go around and define what are our objectives in our member interaction. When we're touching, interacting with our member at those touch points, what do we need to happen? And then from there, go and say, okay, now what technologies are available to help facilitate this interaction and make objectives come true? So your touch point may be a better CRM system and one that connects to our core system. And okay, well, we have Fiserv and as our core operating system, and we know that we want to gather X, Y, and Z data about our members on the interaction, and we want the information we collect to be digitized, meaning that the information is entered once and it populates all potential fields throughout the financial, throughout the organization.
Right.
So those are your objectives, right? And so now you then go say, okay, well, Fiserv has a CRM platform we could use. We might use that. It would help us digitize. But, oh, wait, there's also a different CRM that better integrates with our mobile platform, which is coming from a different company, mm-hmm. right? So you can think about what you're trying to do with the technology before you pick the provider or the platform.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be a pickle right there.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, maybe more relevant would be the conversation around a kiosk, right? So
right.
This idea, okay, well, we need a self-service kiosk. Okay, well, why do you need a self-service kiosk? Well, we want our members to be able to demonstrate products and gather some of their own personal financial information to use in the loan application. Mm-hmm. And then the question is, okay, well, do you need a kiosk for that, or do you want to just have a touchpad available that the member can then sit in a comfortable chair and look up that same information?
Right, right, right.
The same end result, but it's actually two very different technologies. One maybe is more mobile than the other, but the kiosk is maybe more visual, easier to keep control of. You don't have to worry about the kiosk walking out the door like an iPad, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm saying, talk about the objectives before you decide how the member will self-serve with the technology.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me to my next question here. Is what do you often see as missing or difficult to overcome for a credit union who's trying to pursue digital integration? That kind of segues into that one.
I think mobility for the staff, I kind of mentioned it, is a huge issue. I think this is the way we do it is a really common barrier for, I think, financial institutions is thinking that, well, we do it this way, so we must continue to do it this way. So our employees only use servers that are, fixed servers where they log in and out for an interaction, mm-hmm. Rather than maybe thinking a little bit bigger and thinking, okay, though there is mobile technology our employees can use in the branch, that'll help them have more seamless interactions with the members. I've seen a couple credit unions move to the mobility approach very successfully. In fact, I've had both of them say that it was the number one reason why their more open branches work so well was because of the technology at the same time.
I see that as well.
Right. So I think that's pretty common. What else? Why? I mean, again, it's kind of related. Wi-Fi. A lot of organizations are, have security concerns around Wi-Fi, but Wi-Fi makes it so much easier to have a mobile branch, mobile environment, to the point where some organizations don't even want to have public Wi-Fi. Ones that are totally segmented from the core, the credit union mm-hmm, system. Mm-hmm. There's security risks that they see right. around Wi-Fi. And that's a barrier, I think, to the mobility.
Indeed.
I think a third, and I think I have to mention, is this seamless integration between the mobile platform and the online platform. They're often different, two different providers. And so what you see is situations where members are seeing information in one way on their mobile device, mm-hmm. and that same information is not there when they get into the online or into the core system.
Oh, yeah.
Finding a way to make those all integrated and showing the same information at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of goes back to your Amazon example. They have the retail outlet now, but man, it's all connected to the online and the mobile environment. So it's all very seamless, very cohesive. And so it's easy for the consumer to go back and forth to those three channels. So the same thing with a financial institution.
And the one thing they didn't forget is that the prices are the same as online.
Yeah.
So what you have is you can take the book and you can flash it in, because the book has their list price, and you can flash it under a scanner, and it tells you what the Amazon price is, which is 40% off or so.
Right,
so
right.
Yeah. But remember their core, their core business, which is the inexpensive, books, right?
Yep. Oh my gosh, Mark, fascinating stuff here. We could go on for another 45 hours. So this is, but it's such a hot topic right now because, people are still building branches because they want the physical presence because it works. No matter what anybody says, the branch is not dying. You know that better than anybody. And it's still going to be there, but we just it has to evolve into this more kind of a walk around retail environment, consultative environment, that type of thing.
It's funny, it's the technology is there to help you be more efficient. and create a more seamless and better experience for your member and help them connect with you as someone they see is relevant to them as in their financial lives. I keep saying that, but that's what it is. It's really about finding that connection, you know, through your brand. It's through your brand, you know, through who you are and who your employees are. Yep. So,
and that impresses the member. I tell you, being a member, it impresses us, you know, it's really cool. It's like, yeah, they know me, they get me. And so it just goes from there. So very cool stuff, Mark. So I appreciate the time. And yeah, this is fantastic stuff. Look forward to the next conversation as well, because I'm sure this topic is going to continue to evolve and be just as fun.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.